This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. State Senator Floyd Przanski with us. Floyd, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. I hope you're doing well.
And this morning, it's a busy time around Oregon, certainly for lawmakers. I wanted to start off by asking you about response to the change in the Oregon Employment Department top leadership.
Well, I think the governor just pulled the plug on that one and just said, you know, or the trigger, however you want to look at it, and just said the job wasn't getting done, and the person at the top, Kay Erickson, needed to be removed and replaced to get better response and this ongoing effort to address the concerns and needs of Oregonians who are currently unemployed.
Now, obviously, in any transition like this, that isn't going to change everything immediately.
That's correct. I think what it will do, hopefully, will be a morale booster. I have not worked with David directly, at least I cannot remember working with him, but looking at his background and stuff, it appears that he's been able to be successful in other adventures for the state and the executive branch. So when these type of changes happen, of course, they're sad in the sense of that they have to happen because things weren't happening. And it is also one of those things that, to some point, because of just the magnitude of what's going on, everyone's demanding some type of action. And so I cannot, personally find fault with what Kay Erickson did or didn't do, since I'm not sure exactly what she did. But what we do know from the optics and perception is that the job was not getting done. And many, many individual Oregonians need that assistance. They need it now, not in another week or two.
And I've still been talking to folks who have been trying to get through for weeks and went through periods of maybe as much as 10 weeks of not working based on what they were doing and have not yet even been able to get through the system. Others have applied, gone through it, been told they've been accepted, and yet never received a check.
And that's, I think, exactly the frustration and the reason for the change. It's unfortunate, again. I mean, we rely on what is being provided to us as to how they've made changes and modifications to improve the system. With the number of new employees that have come on board, knowing that they're supposedly had shifted focus of some of their more senior seasoned individual employees into hot spot areas and still not getting, let's say, the results that we want. I think that's causing a lot of issues. Our office, just like every other office, is trying to help facilitate for individual constituents. We've been successful in many cases, but others, that's just taking time.
What about the legislature? I know that and they're not doing it in the normal pattern, but talk about legislative days and what you've been involved in.
Well, it's kind of crazy. Last week was the House committees were meeting. This week is the Senate committee meetings. My Senate Judiciary Committee that I chair will be my first meeting under this. This will be something that all Oregonians and anyone else can go online and watch us live. But ours is at Wednesday at 8 a.m. to 11. Then that's Judiciary. On Thursday, I will be in another set for Environment and Natural Resources from noon to 3. And then on Friday, I have my last of my committee assignments, Wildfire Reduction and Recovery, from 8 to 11. So it's going to be one of those scenarios, just if anyone has been doing Zoom or any other type of social type platforms, that's how this is basically set up. It's through Microsoft Teams is the, I think, the format that they will be are using in the legislature. And so we'll have someone that will be controlling the process and making certain the technology is keeping up with us, or we're keeping up with the technology.
I know that it's been a bit limiting at places. I saw something from one lawmaker who was complaining about a meeting they were in last week, I think on the House side, where questions were not being allowed after an agency made a lengthy presentation, and the dynamics are so different than as if you would than if you were in person.
Here, the situation is the time element. These are being managed through the legislature in Salem, and so we have the IT and the media people that are the experts. They have X amount of time to do what they need to do in the sense of how much time we have in the committee, And a lot of the luxury and flexibility that we have when we're doing this in person, we really don't have that opportunity when you're competing with other committees for this bandwidth that we need to provide. And that's why we've separated a lot of these meetings. As you probably remember, my Judiciary Committee normally in the interim is in joint meetings with the House. And that's what I had proposed for us to continue, but leadership on the House side said no, they wanted their committees to be separate. So another thing that's ironic and unfortunate is that many of the topics they covered last week, we will be covering this week, meaning we'll have the same presentations being brought in with invited testimony, and we'll be working our staff twice as hard, where I would have preferred having quality time, and we could have used the two slots for additional time to maybe give more opportunities for questions through a Q&A.
What are you hearing about the state budget picture? Is any more information been filtering out to lawmakers?
Not at this point. I mean, I think we're still in that sticker shock. One thing I want to impress upon individuals is that even though when you look on paper that it looks like we can weather through this first biennium with the reserves that we have, you have to look at the next two bienniums, meaning the following 4 years, and what the forecast is for increase in our revenue coming in as how we had normally planned on it. We're looking at, I believe, and just off the top of my head, I believe in the other $5 billion, that's with a B, that's going to be impacted in our revenue sources over that four-year period. So even though we may weather through this, we are in one of those scenarios that we have to be planning for the 4 years out and further, including should we be using the reserve funds that we currently have, that's somewhere approximately $2 billion, for offsetting losses and shortcomings in the current biennium that's there.
And, of course, forecasts are just that. Sometimes they don't always come out as expected.
That's correct. It could be more rosy or it could be more grim. You know, it doesn't take much on the forecast to be modified. If you remember back in, I think it was the 2008 cycle, there was some personal gain taxing that Phil Knight made some changes in what he did. And surprisingly, that caused a lot of significant issues with our forecast based on where we were forecasting money to come in. But when you have that type of individual with that type of capital gains, it really did make a significant difference as to what we were seeing in the way of new revenue.
What are we looking at in terms of agency cuts? I know the governor called on agencies to give a proposal about a certain percentage, but it seems unlikely that it would be applied across the board just because of the importance of different agencies and perhaps over others.
That's correct. I think the last time we talked, I may have touched on this. If not, basically at this point, what the governor is limited is doing across the board projection for cuts. She does not have the ability to go in and make individual priority-type cuts. That will be our job as the legislature. So our Ways and Means Committee that has subcommittees, those co-chairs of those subcommittees have already started meeting and looking across the board cuts and taking those and reapplying them to priority issues and matters. So we are ensuring that we're taking care of all of the needs of the state. So basically, what you'll see the next 2 weeks, I think, is some proposals from the co-chairs committees as well as the full Ways and Means to modify across the board 17% cut in this last year and have different percentages for different programs.
Are we seeing, with all these weighty potential consequences, any resumption of a call for a special session at some point?
Well, you know, that's a great question, Kyle. And, you know, I wish I knew when it's going to be. I've heard it may be next week. I've heard it may be the following week after that. It may be sometime in July. Right now, I'm very frustrated that we don't have enough guidance, in this case from the governor's office, as to when we're going to be doing this special session, because it does take planning. And the other part is, what would we be covering during that time? And that seems to be some of the differences. I understand the House wants to come in for a multiple-day session. It's kind of like multiple days. We should be coming in and getting out, taking care of the COVID stuff and moving forward on other things at a due proper time. But at this point, it looks to me that we may be having desires in politics to move certain things and not others. And that's not what we should be doing right now. We need to be taking care of top priority, making sure we have all the revenue in place that we can use, assisting Oregonians with unemployment and looking for new employment opportunities, and ensuring that we're taking care of those in most need.
Are we looking at these being in-person sessions or virtual or kind of a combination?
I think it's going to be a combination. At this point, we believe that the Senate has the rules that it will, in fact, allow us to virtually meet. The House does not, apparently, and they're debating on whether they should be bringing everyone in from the House side through some type of stagger approach of having them vote in where they can do stuff virtually, or would they be trying to hold a traditional type of session. The problem, of course, is we're still trying to social distance. We want to ensure that everyone is safe, including the staff that works in the building. The public, my understanding, would not be allowed into the galleries, that they would have to be in other forum areas to be able to observe, but not actually maybe be in the same room or chamber as the members would be in.
Very interesting. A lot of things to cover, and we'll keep checking in with our area legislator or state representative, I think that's state senator, Floyd Przanski. Floyd, thanks for being on this morning.
You bet, Kyle. Thank you. I hope you have a good day and be well.
842 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.